Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode contains graphic content that may not be suitable for everyone. Listener discretion is advised. January 27th, 2017 was a regular Friday throughout Kitsap County, Washington. The temperature hovered in the mid-40s, and clouds seemed to come and go at will, teasing residents with rain throughout the day. The Seattle Seahawks season had ended nearly a month prior, so this was the first time in 6 years that football wasn't being played in Washington in January. And all everyone could talk about seemed to be the new president, who had been inaugurated just 1 week prior. That Friday night, at their home on West Tenino Drive, an attractive single-story ranch home, brown on tan, with red landscaping rock lining the front walk and green shrubbery, the Carriaga family spent their time like any other family would, snacking, staying up late, either scrolling their phones or watching TV. The Carriagas were a blended family. 43-year-old John, who went by Johnny with his friends and family, and his wife, 37-year-old Christale, had two teenage sons, Jonathan Higgins and Hunter Schaap, one hers and one his, both 16 years old and from previous relationships. John and Christale had married in 2009, and the two boys had largely grown up as brothers. Sadly, though, their 8 years together as a family were about to come to an end.
Except no one would reporting.
My whole family shot me too.
What's the address? What's the address?
13417 Tenino Drive West.
13417.
13417 Tenino Drive West. Come now.
You said Tenino Drive West?
13417 Tenino Drive West.
Okay.
Come to Washington.
Okay, listen.
I'm dying. I'm shot right now. My family's dead.
Who did it?
Someone came in. There's someone here with a gun. I don't know if you live. You need to come now.
How many people?
I don't know, bro. Just fucking come, yo.
Where are
my
you shot?
My fucking dead. Come, man.
Where are you shot?
I'm fucking shot, bro. I don't know where I'm...
When emergency responders arrived at the Carriaga family home minutes later, they found it on fire. Firefighters worked to extinguish the flames, and inside the home they found three bodies. The fourth was missing. This is the story of the Carriaga family. On Sunday morning, more than 24 hours later, the Kitsap Sun reported the awful news under the headline, "Three People Found Dead in Kitsap County Home After Fire." The subtitle was, "Homeowner Missing," from the story. Three people were found dead inside a Kitsap County home that was engulfed in flames, and authorities Saturday searched for the homeowner, who was missing along with his truck, a sheriff's spokesman said. The deaths of two men and a woman were classified as homicides, Kitsap County Deputy Scott Wilson said Saturday. The crime happened on Friday night. It was now Sunday morning, and nobody had seen Johnny Carriaga, the family patriarch, the Olympian reported. Authorities asked the public to be on the lookout for the homeowner, 43-year-old John Derek Carriaga, and to call 911 if he shows up. He is believed to be driving a brown 2005 Ford F-150 truck with Washington license plate CA9383B. Carriaga is considered a missing person at this point. Despite the clarification that Johnny Carriaga was considered simply a missing person, you get the inkling that there was some suspicion that perhaps he might have been the perpetrator, hence the call 911 if he shows up in the article. In hindsight, I would presume that suspicion came from the press, who were not yet privy to the contents of the 911 call, or exactly what had been found at the crime scene. The print media also made the worst blunder they could possibly make in those early hours after the crime. Even though the coroner had not yet identified the bodies found in the home, the Kitsap Sun reported that Hunter Schaap, 16, had survived the attack. Sadly, he had not. Three people had been shot to death, as detailed by the Sun. The shell casings, which investigators wrote were mostly 9mm, were located on a back deck and on the driveway, according to documents. Killed at the Carriaga family home were Chrisdale Carriaga and both teenage boys, Jonathan Higgins and Hunter Schaap, who made the 911 call you just heard minutes ago before he died. Regarding the welfare of Hunter Schaap, the Kitsap Sun clarified the young man's fate. His principal, Megan Sawicki of North Kitsap High School, wrote, "I am deeply saddened to share that Hunter's family has confirmed and requested that we share with you that he was one of the victims of the suspected homicide early Saturday morning. For those of you who knew Hunter, we ask that you remember his wit, intelligence, and big heart. This is a great loss for our entire NKHS community." It's perhaps easy for us, when we hear Hunter Schaap using coarse language on the last call that he ever made, to forget that even at 16, he was still a child. His principal's statement was a welcome reminder that no child deserves the fate that Jonathan Higgins and Hunter Schaap suffered. Regardless of what the parents had done, if anything, no child deserves this, and nobody should shrug it off or try to justify it with unsubstantiated rumors. These were children. The authorities showed a strong commitment to solving the case from the very beginning, when the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office assigned a full-time investigator to it, Detective Elizabeth Lissa Gundrum. All day Saturday and into Sunday, the authorities had every available set of eyes looking for Johnny Carriaga or his truck. On Monday, the Kitsap Sun reported that Johnny's truck had been found. The burned pickup containing the body of John D. Carriaga, 43, was found on a tree farm along a remote road in North Mason County. The Kitsap County Sheriff's Office announced Wednesday while asking for assistance from residents in the area. Crime scene investigators also found a single latex glove on the ground near Johnny's burned-out truck. The authorities asked residents or businesses with security cameras to contact them and offered a list of roads that they were interested in. Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Earl Smith said, "If they have video that faces the roadway, give us a call." There were scant details to be found, however, on the circumstances surrounding the discovery of John Carriaga's body, per the article I referenced a minute ago. Someone walking Sunday in the area of the tree farm discovered Carriaga's 2005 Ford F-150. The road to the tree farm has a gate. It apparently had been knocked down and is now propped up, secured with a cable lock. To say the gate had been knocked down is a gentle way of putting it. It was a heavy metal gate and would have had to have been rammed with Johnny's truck or another vehicle to break through it. Had the killer perhaps forced Johnny to smash through the gate of the tree farm? Or was he already incapacitated at that point? The natural inclination of any investigator at a point like this would be to dig into the lives of the victims to find out who they were. In a letter to the editor, the families released a joint statement. "Dear friends, neighbors, and our community, During the loss of our loved ones, our families are deeply grateful for the kindness and compassion you've shown to all of us, the prayers you have said and shared, the gifts of friendship and every other form of gift there is, the tears and the hugs we have received from so many of you. We continue to be grateful for your support as we face each new day. We were blessed to have our borrowed angels for even the briefest time, and now we are blessed to be surrounded by your loving, kind, and prayerful support. It means so much to all of us, and we know it would have meant a lot to those we have lost. Thank you. From the families of Johnny and Chrisdale Carriaga, Hunter Shapp, and Jonathan Higgins. At every turn, it seemed like this was an average family. What could be the possible motive for someone to kill an entire family like this? There were obvious questions that any investigator would ask. Was there any bad blood in the family? The answer appeared to be no, at least not of the magnitude that would spawn a quadruple murder. Was there a love triangle? Again, the answer appeared to be no. Any complications in the marriage between Johnny and Chrisdale appeared to be pretty run-of-the-mill marital disagreements. So, what then? Theories on social media at that early stage of the investigation ran the gamut, and not all of them were flattering to the Carriagas. The family had owned a coffee shop, Chrisdale's Java Hut, and also a mom-and-pop taco shop on Kitsap Way known as Juanito's Taco Shop. Some speculated that perhaps one or both of the businesses had been a front for a money laundering operation for a drug cartel, much like Walter White's car wash in Albuquerque. The investigation of the Carriaga quadruple homicide prompted multiple searches of the family's home, and the results brought other theories to light. The family had a legal medical marijuana grow operation, with 33 plants growing in their basement. Investigators also found nearly $60,000 in cash in the house, a little more than 50 grand in a safe under the bed in the master bedroom, and another 7,000 plus in a bank deposit bag in one of the dressers. Some have speculated that perhaps Johnny Carriaga's legal marijuana grow operation cut into someone else's illegal operation, with deadly consequences. These theories bring up as many questions as they answer. What was the motive? Why kill the family and abduct Johnny but leave the money behind? This seems to suggest a vendetta killing, doesn't it? Why did the press accounts say that the shell casings were mostly 9mm? Was there more than one shooter? Why were the shell casings found on the driveway and the deck, but the bodies were found inside? Who was shot outside? Was it as the shooter was coming or going? Let's speculate freely for a moment. A person could suggest, knowing nothing more than the details reported by the press at this point and the layout of the Carriaga property, that a person or persons arrived in the Carriaga driveway and got out of the car shooting as one or more members of the family sat on the back deck. Shots were fired, and the victims were pursued into the house, where the bodies of Chrisdale, Jonathan, and Hunter were found. Although the Carriaga family home had neighbors nearby, the nature of the wooded landscape concealed the crime from potential eyewitnesses. Nobody saw what happened. Also, the 911 call from Hunter Shapp in his dying moments made no mention of a fire. It's possible that the killer was setting fire to the house as the 911 call was made. If Johnny Carriaga was kidnapped from the residence while he was still alive, how did the killer control him while killing the other family members and setting the fire? Even if Johnny was bound, that's a lot of work for one attacker. It seems like more than one person would have had to have been involved. Unless Johnny was already dead or incapacitated, in which case a single attacker could have accomplished this murder. Except then, what would be the point of kidnapping him in the first place? Law enforcement thought the same thing you're likely thinking now. The fact that the killer or killers separated Johnny Carriaga from his family suggests that he was the target of this hit. Of all these questions, the most important answer in solving this case is why. For months, there were no developments in this case. Then in February, police revealed that John Carriaga had been spotted around 9 p.m. on surveillance video at the Camp Union grocery store near his house. It showed primarily that Johnny appeared to be acting normally in the hours prior to his disappearance, and helped to establish his whereabouts, but ultimately no leads developed from it. Then in June, police tried to jar loose a break by releasing a photo of a person of interest. It was the first communication in months from the authorities, as reported by the Kitsap Sun. The video still, taken from surveillance footage at the Silverdale Target, shows a man entering the store at about 7:44 p.m., Sunday, January 15th, 12 days before the murders. A separate video shows a four-door silver sedan driving past the front of the store. On June 8, 2017, the Tacoma News Tribune reported investigators' urgent pleas for assistance from the public. Over the past 4 months, Kitsap Sheriff investigators have worked tirelessly on this case, Sheriff Gary Simpson said. At this point, detectives have information they need to get out to everyone. Investigators at last confirmed what some suspected, that more than one person had carried out the murders. Sheriff spokesman John Van Gessen told a local media outlet, "It was a methodical, well-planned event." The request for information on an unknown suspect visiting a Target store a full 12 days before the crime, tenuously connected to the quadruple homicide, suggests to us that the suspect bought something in the store that connected him to the crime. But what could he have bought that could be tracked back to this Target store? Maybe a firearm? Ammunition? Target doesn't sell those things. Was it perhaps something found on Johnny's body, such as duct tape, rope, wire, or maybe the latex glove found at the scene? Now, we're gonna pause for just a moment to hear a word from today's sponsors.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In September of 2017, the Carriaga homicide took its most promising and also most puzzling turn. The suspect was a man named Danny J. Kelly Jr., and a headline in the Kitsap Sun was titled, "Assault Suspect Questioned in Homicide Inquiry," per the article. In the course of investigating a homicide from January 2017, Kitsap County Sheriff's deputies collected evidence against a 38-year-old Bremerton man that alleges he accused his estranged mother of wearing a wire and then groped and propositioned her. The first time I read that, I was like, what? On September 1st, Kelly's mother contacted police and said she had been assaulted approximately 3 days earlier. The deputy she spoke with knew Kelly was a person of interest in the Carriaga murders, and had the detective investigating the case call her back, the Kitsap Sun reported. During the interview with the detective, Kelly's mother said she was aware of the homicides and that Danny's name had been brought up, but she was surprised he asked if she was wearing a wire. She had not seen her son in years, and believed he contacted her so they could reconcile. So the guy hadn't seen his mother in years, then he shows up and accuses her of wearing a wire and gropes her? Yeah, nothing weird about that. The story continues. Reports used to charge Danny J. Kelly Jr. redacted the name of homicide victims, but the only unsolved homicides reported during that period in Kitsap County were of four members of the blended Carriaga family. He is one of the people we have contacted in the course of the investigation, Lieutenant Van Gessen said of Kelly's connection to the Carriaga investigation, and we have contacted 200 to 300 people. Authorities and the media were careful to note at the time that Danny Kelly had not been officially named or charged in connection with the Carriaga murders. The Kitsap Sun ran a year-end story in 2017 that confirmed what everyone already knew. The murders of the Carriagas were the local media's top story of the year. There was significant public interest in seeing the case solved and for the killers to be brought to justice. To start the new year off right, an anonymous donor contributed $16,000 to Crime Stopper's $4,000 reward to make the fund $20,000. At around the same time, just before the new year, charges were dropped against Danny J. Kelly Jr. for the assault of his mother when she refused to cooperate. On January 11th, 2018, police released an extended version of Hunter Shapp's 911 call, the version you heard at the beginning of this episode, and asked for members of a motorcycle club to come forward with information. Despite the dropped charges against Kelly, investigators were not letting it go. As recounted by Sheriff spokesman Van Gessen, "We identified the person in the video as Danny Kelly Jr., age 39, of Bremerton. He remains a person of interest in this case. We also identified that Mr. Kelly is wearing Bandidos Motorcycle Club attire in the video, and we also want to speak to his close associates because we believe they have information about his activities and the activities of those close to him." This was the first time that investigators had gone on record regarding the participation of members of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club in the murder of the Carriaga family. Detectives were also investigating whether Johnny Carriaga had met with someone at the Camp Union grocery store from the night his family was murdered. According to Fox 13, they are also focusing on surveillance video showing Johnny Carriaga meeting with someone in a sedan in the parking lot of the Camp Union grocery store just after 9 p.m., shortly before his family was killed. As stated by Sheriff spokesman Van Gessen, "We know that Johnny's truck pulled up next to the sedan, and they parked next to each other for several minutes, and then this unidentified vehicle pulled out after Johnny had left, and pulled into the neighboring church parking lot on the east of the Camp Union grocery. What would be helpful to us is being able to identify the passenger car. We don't know what the make or model is, or who was in the car." In the summer of 2018, approximately a year and a half after the murders, Crime Stoppers put up a billboard on 6th Street, west of Naval Avenue, which showed Hunter Shapp smiling on the sidelines in his football uniform. Next to his image were his terrible final words to the 911 dispatcher, "Help, I'm dying, my family is dead, come now." This would be followed by a number of billboards around town that showed the entire family and a plea to call the number with tips. In addition, detectives requested more communication from tipsters who had sent the sheriff's office information without realizing how valuable it was. The Kitsap Sun reported that the sheriff's department issued a statement Tuesday saying it had gathered valuable information from letters it received about other persons of interest who know Danny J. Kelly Jr., 39, the only named person of interest in the case. "This information may contain a critical piece to this investigation," the statement said. "The sheriff's office is requesting that the author or authors of recently submitted letters, or other members of the public who have information to provide, please contact Kitsap County Sheriff's detectives. In January, investigators named Kelly as a person of interest in the case, but said there were numerous persons of interest beside Kelly. We are looking to engage in further discussions," the statement said. "You may continue to remain anonymous if desired." At risk of reading too much into the words used by journalists, the description of tips that were sent to the police department would suggest written communication, and describing the communication as a letter would seem to indicate pen and paper, sent via snail mail, versus an email which could be tracked. Later in 2018, attention turned to a strange twist of fate. Joseph Carriaga, 20 years old, Johnny's other son, died in a car accident, from the Kitsap Sun. The vehicle Joseph had been riding in was traveling at excessive speed before it hit the other car, caught fire, and became fully engulfed in flames, according to the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office. The female driver of that vehicle escaped and was taken to an area hospital. The woman driving was Joseph Carriaga's girlfriend. Her name was Sydney Olson, and she was reportedly under a diversion agreement due to a previous car accident in 2017. The local media reported that she had been going 120 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone and crashed into a car that tried to turn left in front of her. Olson survived the accident and was eventually tried and convicted of vehicular homicide and sentenced to 9.5 years in prison in 2021. It's hard to fathom so much tragedy haunting one family. In In January of 2020, the authorities engaged in another round of press and reminded everyone that they believed the Bandidos Motorcycle Club were direct participants in the murders of the Carriagas. They called on members of the biker community to come forward with information. Unfortunately, very little, if anything, has developed in the time since, that we know of anyway. It's possible the police have developed new leads that we just don't know about yet. At the time of this podcast, however, it has been more than 5 years since the murders of the Carriaga family. And although investigators have taken absolutely heroic measures to keep this case alive, it grinds a little slower each day. The apparent lack of news on the murders of the Carriaga family since 2020 makes me wonder where Danny J. Kelly is right now. And if he feels safe. Let's think about it rationally. The police suspect Danny Kelly and the murders of the Carriaga family. They haven't said so as bluntly as that, but it's pretty clear. They also believe that members or known associates of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club actively participated in the planning and execution of the quadruple homicide. Again, they haven't put it into words quite that plain, but we're smart enough to pick up on it. For those unfamiliar, Bandidos MC is active in the state of Washington and has been the target of numerous operations in the last 40 years. According to the Department of Justice, Bandidos members are, or were, heavily involved in methamphetamine trafficking in Washington, as well as all types of violent crime. In 2005, 32 members and associates of the Bandidos MC, including members of the Bellingham chapter, were arrested and charged with offenses including murder, conspiracy, witness tampering, and a number of racketeering, weapons, and drug-related crimes as well. The Bandidos are real, and the violence they commit is real too. Out of curiosity, I did a web search for the Carriaga murders as they relate to the Bandidos, and within a minute, I had discovered a blog written by a grizzled veteran of the biker lifestyle, author James Hollywood Macacari. He lamented how Danny Kelly brought unwelcome and unflattering attention to the Bandidos, and if he or an accomplice flying Bandido colors were arrested for the Carriaga murders, it would bring a disastrous crackdown on the club from coast to coast. Mr. Macacari reminds us that the solution to problems like these can be summed up in three letters, TCB, take care of business. We all know what that means, and Danny Kelly knows what it means, and Hollywood makes it clear. If Danny Kelly is guilty, then someone needs to take care of business to save the club. So if you're Danny Kelly, I wonder how you feel now. The police are seemingly on to you. Your associates are in danger of going down with you. The best way to solve the problem called Danny is to take care of business. Has Danny been looking over his shoulder and sleeping with one eye open? How long does he think he could go on doing that? After all this, knowing what you now know, let's take one more listen to the 911 call made by Hunter Schapp on January 27th, 2017.
Kitsap 911, what are you reporting?
My whole family shot me too.
What's the address? What's the address?
13417 Tenino Drive West.
13417.
13417 Tenino Drive West. Come now.
You said Tenino Drive West?
13417 Tenino Drive West.
Okay.
Come to Washington.
Okay. Listen.
I'm dying. I'm shot right now. My family's dead.
Who did it?
Someone came in. There's someone here with a gun. I don't know if you need me to come now.
How many people?
I don't know, bro. Just fucking come, yo.
Where are you shot?
My family's fucking dead. Come, man.
Where are you shot?
I'm fucking sad, bro. I don't know when.
No child deserves that. There is no justification for a child to die that way. And there is no question. Anyone who knows anything and willingly withholds the information is as guilty as the perpetrator in denying this family much-needed closure. Someone knows something, but isn't saying anything. Don't let it be you. Don't let the forest of Western Washington continue to hold its dark secrets. Paraphrasing Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, the best disinfectant is sunshine. Those dirty, evil secrets cannot live in the daylight. Anyone with information is urged to contact Detective Lisa Gundrum at 360-337-5669, the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI, or Crime Stoppers of Puget Sound at 1-800-222-TIPS, online at p3tips.com or the p3tips.com app. Until that day, when the authorities receive the final tip that allows them to put together all the puzzle pieces, the identity of the killers of Johnny and Christelle Carriaga and their two teenage sons, Hunter Schaap and Jonathan Higgins, will remain unresolved.